Leadership is a critical element of success in any field. Whether it's business, sports, or politics, effective leadership can make all the difference. But what does it mean to be a leader? What qualities does a leader possess? And how can one develop a personal leadership philosophy that will guide them on their journey to becoming a great leader? Developing a personal leadership philosophy is not a task to be taken lightly. It requires deep self-reflection and a willingness to challenge your assumptions and beliefs about what it means to lead. It is a process that takes time and effort, but the rewards are significant. By developing a personal leadership philosophy, you will be able to guide your actions and decisions with purpose, clarity, and authenticity. So, how do you go about developing a personal leadership philosophy? Here are some steps to get you started. Identify your values. The first step in developing a personal leadership philosophy is to identify your values. What do you believe in? What are your non-negotiables? Your values are the guiding principles that inform your decisions and actions. They should be the foundation of your leadership philosophy. Take some time to reflect on what is most important to you and write down your values. Define your vision. The next step is to define your vision. What do you want to achieve as a leader? What impact do you want to have on your team or organization? Your vision should be ambitious but realistic. It should inspire you and motivate you to take action. Write down your vision and make sure it aligns with your values. Identify your strengths and weaknesses. To be an effective leader, you need to know your strengths and weaknesses. What are you good at? What do you need to work on? Be honest with yourself and don't be afraid to ask for feedback from others. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses will help you leverage your strengths and work on your weaknesses. Study leadership theory. To develop a personal leadership philosophy, it's important to study leadership theory. There are many different theories of leadership, and each has its strengths and weaknesses. Read books and articles on leadership, attend leadership workshops and seminars, and talk to other leaders to learn from their experiences. Identify role models. Identify leaders you admire and respect. What qualities do they possess that you want to emulate? What can you learn from their leadership style? Having role models can help you shape your own leadership philosophy and give you a sense of direction. Write your personal leadership philosophy. Now that you've done the groundwork, it's time to write your personal leadership philosophy. Your leadership philosophy should reflect your values, vision, strengths, and weaknesses. It should also incorporate what you've learned from studying leadership theory and from your role models. Your leadership philosophy should be clear, concise, and authentic. Live your leadership philosophy. Finally, it's important to live your leadership philosophy. Your philosophy should guide your actions and decisions. It should be evident in how you communicate with your team, how you make decisions, and how you lead by example. Remember, your leadership philosophy is not just a document to be filed away. It's a living, breathing part of who you are as a leader. Conclusion. Developing a personal leadership philosophy is a crucial step in becoming an effective leader. It requires self-reflection, study, and a willingness to learn and grow. But the rewards are significant. By developing a personal leadership philosophy, you will be able to guide your actions and decisions with purpose, clarity, and authenticity. So take the time to develop your own leadership philosophy and see the difference it can make in your leadership journey.